Jamie Lee Curtis rips Trump, pities al-Baghdadi, praises dogs in bizarre rant. By BenQ on October 27, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Jamie Lee Curtis unloaded on President Donald Trump following the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, ripping him for his lack of military service while seemingly showing pity for the suffering that al-Baghdadi reportedly went through. In a televised announcement from the White House on Sunday morning, Trump confirmed that al-Baghdadi had died like a dog and a coward, adding that the world would now be a much safer place. Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice, Trump said. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way, Trump said, describing the raid as absolutely perfect. While most of the nation was celebrating, Lee Curtis appeared less than impressed, pointing out the suffering endured by those in warfare that Trump has never experienced. He may have died a coward at real Donald Trump, but all living things suffer when they are blown up. Anyone who has experienced warfare, unlike yourself, would know that, she wrote on Twitter. War is brutal. Dogs are brave, bold, loyal, loving and healing. The phrase "die like a dog" may seem counterintuitive given that most canines die peacefully of natural causes. However, the Free Dictionary notes that its origins began in ancient Greece, where dying like a dog was worse than a typical death because it signified being left unburied, a fate regarded with dread. Meanwhile, the 60-year-old scream queen has never been one to dish out praise to the current president. Last year, she admitted that she is scared every day by life in America under the Trump administration. "You know, life's a little scary. I live in America," she told an audience at the Toronto Film Festival. "This, expletives, getting real, so I'm scared every day." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.